Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holiday season is upon us, a time of joy, a time of cheer. Yet sadly, not everyone feels like celebrating. Sometimes it's hard to make it through the holidays, and sometimes you just need a helping hand. That's where we come in.
Dear Johnny, my name is AJ, and I really desperately need assistance. It all started in September of 2021. I had to call 911 for my husband, who had gotten COVID. He'd got really sick with COVID and pneumonia and was on a ventilator for a month. You remember the ventilators?
Yeah.
Like, you don't come off them.
That's the last place you want to be.
Every doctor I know said it's 50-50 at best if you go on the vent. He was on for a month and a half. He was at KU for 67 days. Then a hospital to have his tracheotomy taken out. And then more of a hospital stay for physical and occupational therapy. It was so hard and painful for him to go through therapy and learn to walk again. You understand what we're talking about? Like, this is not a debatable situation. The lack of oxygen, the things that happen to you when your body collapses onto itself, when your lungs stop working, it's so much deeper than a lot of people understand. You actually have to learn to walk again. Some people need speech therapy. Some people never make it back. He was away from home a total of 150 days and didn't make it home until February 2022. I needed to say the hardest thing to our children in our lives, that their dad may not make it. He was 44 years old at the time. You just can't believe when the medical staff asks you, if his heart stops, do you want to resuscitate him? I mean, we're talking about 44 years old.
It's young.
Of course. Your kids are just now 13 and 18 in this family, so they were 12 and 17 or younger. He continued his therapy every Wednesday and went back to work part-time. I work part-time as well. I work all the hours I can, but sometimes it's difficult because I was diagnosed with MS in 2006. So she's been fighting multiple sclerosis for all of these years.
Mm-hmm. And trying to keep everything together.
For 16 years, you're fighting. And if you've ever known anyone, and I think we all do now, know somebody who's been diagnosed with MS. And I've seen it go all the way to where they were completely immobile to, you know, like Fritz that works here, yeah, has MS. And over the decade that I've known him, that he's had it, he walks with a cane, but he fights it every day. I have another dear friend, Eric, with MS. Not Big E, by the way. And it's hard to watch people deal with that. On just itself, MS is an incredibly hard disease. And imagine now you have kids to raise, and then your provider, your strength, your able-bodied provider, at 44 years of age, this virus comes along and puts him in the hospital for 150 days on a ventilator. And you know, I don't care how positive you are, you know, there's a great chance that dad's not going to come home. What happens then? What happens to everybody then? I know it's going to be a hard Christmas this year with all the setbacks. But during Thanksgiving this year, all four of us ended up sick again with the flu. Of course, it's harder on my husband than the three of us. Although, man, with MS, I'll tell you, Fritz got COVID this last year, or this last couple months, and it took him more than a month to get a clear test. I mean, it really laid him out because his body just doesn't have the ability to fight it.
No.
I had to take him to urgent care this last Sunday because he was coughing and, again, having problems breathing. That long-term COVID, man, when it damages your lungs, many people can never get their lung tissue back. It's the same thing that happens when you're in a fire or when you have a cancer and they give you chemo.
You have damage.
Yeah, and that lung tissue, does those the little sacs, it was an alveoli, don't come back correctly. He's still on oxygen after the urgent care, but he is getting better. Needless to say, we've gotten behind on bills, gas, water, electric, trash. We have a daughter, 18, a son, 13. They understand the situation and are helping all they can. I was able to make our mortgage payment, but it just doesn't leave any extra to get caught up. My husband is ready to get back to work, and he will be cleared to go back full-time at the first of the year, thank God. It was a tough Christmas last year when he was in the hospital. Can you imagine?
No.
We're all looking forward to Christmas. Wherever we're going to be, whatever family members, whatever loved ones, if we have children. And these kids didn't know if their dad was going to be alive. This is at the depth of it all. He's on a ventilator. You're unconscious. They have to keep you unconscious because you'll fight your way out. You'll try to tear it out. They ask you, do you want to resuscitate your husband at 44 years of age and strong in every other way? But mm-hmm. This thing has got a piece of him now and it's trying to take him. That's your Christmas. That's your Christmas Eve. That's your Christmas morning. That's your New Year's Eve. That's your New Year's Day. I just want to be able to make it through the holidays this year. Thank you for taking time to read our letter, AJ. Did you put AJ on hold? Is that AJ there? AJ, we're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yes, that is okay.
Whew, that's a lot in that letter. I was...
It is a lot.
I want to go backwards a little bit. 2006, you're diagnosed with MS. How did that start?
Yes, sir.
How did that happen?
They don't know how you get diagnosed with MS. They don't know how you get it.
Right. But I mean, how did it present with you, and how did you end up at the doctor's?
The entire left side of my body was numb.
And I know that you have ended up being lesions. And I've sadly more than one friend who's fighting this fight. So I know it runs the gamut of doable to completely incapacitating and lethal.
Yes.
And
it does.
And terrifying at the time in 2006, your kids were just little. Well, I guess your youngest wasn't born yet.
No, he wasn't born. My daughter was about 18 months old.
And so how was your husband when you were diagnosed with MS? How did he handle you?
He was fantastic. He just made sure that whatever I needed, he did for me. He was always there and always looking into what they could do for me at the neurologist and things like that. So he just was always there.
We fast forward. You guys are fighting the good fight. Your family's there. You've got MS, but you're getting treated for it. You've got help. September 2021, you guys get sick. And and this hits very close to home for me. I had a good friend who died, more than one, actually. Mm-hmm. And another good friend who ended up in a hospital, almost on a ventilator, was there for 3 weeks only, and we thought that was beyond misery. You know, we were terrified for him. Young guy, same thing, early 40s.
It is.
And strong.
And he was very strong.
And it just, and my friend, I mean, it just, it almost killed him. And I saw what it did up close. I've had firsthand account. I've watched that disease take the strongest guy I probably have ever known and just almost bury him.
Right.
So he gets sick. You call 911. And he ends up going to KU. What do they tell you then?
At first they said they were going to try to not have to put him on a ventilator, that he had COVID and pneumonia. But by the end of the first day, they said, no, he has to be on a ventilator. And they put him on a ventilator. And we couldn't go because my kids and I, we had COVID as well. And so we couldn't be up there immediately.
Course.
And they were just basically saying it's a waiting game. We just have to wait. And he needed the machine to breathe for him because he just couldn't do it.
Now, there comes that moment where they say he will die without this ventilator.
Right.
But you know right. that you have a 50-50 chance of being able to come off that ventilator.
Yes.
So you guys are isolated. He's by himself.
Mm-hmm.
You're watching the kids. And
yes.
And they call you they need to talk about that DNR.
Yes.
What are they?
It's having to tell my kids that their dad might not make it was probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do as a parent. It was horrible.
No, you think about what it goes through a little boy's mind at 12 years old. Your dad is a superhero. He's insurmountable.
Yes, he is.
How'd they deal with it?
My son visibly got upset. My daughter is not the kind of girl that likes to have people see her cry. But she asked a few questions, and I'm not going to lie to them. They asked, so how could this really happen? I said, it could. It's just not anything that you ever want to happen. I mean, I've been married to him for 20 years. I definitely don't want that to happen. And I know that both of our kids need him. And so I don't know what to do anymore. I don't. And I had to try, which was really hard, to find good things.
No, I don't know what you do. I mean, as you faced last Christmas, on Christmas Eve, he was unconscious on a ventilator, and they can't tell you what's going to happen.
Right.
You spend Christmas Eve with your kids, and by then, could you go out to see him at least? Could you sit with him by then?
Yes. Yes, I could, and I would go sit with him, and only two people could be in the room. So we would take turns going back to the waiting room and then going to his room.
How long was he unconscious?
A month and a half.
And so you go through Christmas, you go through New Year's, you have no idea what the future holds. They don't know if they'll have a father. You don't know how you're going to make the world work, let alone lose the person who's most important to you.
Right. Right. I honestly had, I was crying almost all the time. And I mean, and when I wasn't, I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
No, nobody does.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do at all.
None of us are prepared for that. I mean, no. There's nothing you can do to help them. There's nothing you can do to change it for them.
No, there's not.
It's nothing but waiting and worrying and hoping and praying.
Exactly.
So,
and
when did you get the break on this? When did they say, we're going to wake him up? We're going to take him off the vent? Because that's
when they said he qualified, he was well enough to get a tracheotomy, and then they decided to do the tracheotomy, and that's when he was going to wake up. And so they did the tracheotomy, which scared the hell out of me.
Sure.
It was, I mean, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if it's something that he's going to have forever, but they went ahead and gave him a tracheotomy, and that's when he woke up.
And what a relief that had to have been to see him, to look in his eyes.
Yes, definitely. He was very confused, though.
Oh, I bet. Listen. Of course he's
He didn't
confused.
Know what was happening.
He doesn't know why you've cut a hole in his neck. He doesn't know. He's been unconscious for a month and a half. He's been seriously almost dead for all of these days. And there was damage, clearly. If he had to take occupational therapy, did he have some neurological damage from the oxygen deprivation?
No, not so much that. But he did have to learn how to walk again, it was really hard. It was unbelievably hard as an adult to have to learn how to walk again. And he had unbelievable dreams when he was on the ventilator.
Yes.
And he does not remember being at KU at all. For those 67 days, he does not remember any of that.
I've heard more than once from a friend that when they induce those comas, that the people aren't really asleep. Same friend actually who had COVID was in a terrible motorcycle accident. And he said the most terrifying thing for him was, I wasn't asleep day after day, but he couldn't move and he was trapped inside of that. But he knew enough to know he was alive and he was real, but he was hallucinating. And he said it was the most terrifying thing he had ever seen and ever been through.
Yes. My husband told me I could not talk to anybody at his job because they put him in a gang and he wanted out of the gang and they would come and kill us if we talked to his boss.
Yeah. No, these are the hallucinations that happen as you come out. And I can tell you because I have actually exactly what you're talking about. I've seen it firsthand.
It's
terrifying.
It's nothing you... It is unbelievably terrifying, yes.
So
it is horrible.
He does get out after 150 days and you get to bring him home.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And clearly he's suffering from some long-term damage lung-wise because fast forward, you end up with the flu, which is doable, but certainly very hard on everybody. And if you have damaged lungs, you're already one step down. That
right.
smoked you guys right. at Thanksgiving?
Yes. And although our kids and I were able to get better from the flu, my husband, he's coughing still because of his lungs and things like that. I mean, you just can't get over COVID if it's that bad, that quick. And that's so horrible.
So, but they're saying that he's going to be able to get back to work at the first of the year. And it's long-term.
Yes.
And I know they call it long-term COVID. And it's basically the what it did to you. And it's so different for so many people. But for him, how does it affect him now? How's his energy? How's his walking? How is his thought process?
His thought process is okay, except for he sometimes will go to sleep and then he'll say, I don't recognize my family. And I'm thinking, that's not good. And he walks, he has to take quite a few breaks from walking, but he is using a cane. Now he graduated from a wheelchair to a walker and now he's using a cane. And he had to go back on oxygen with the flu. So he's back on oxygen. Because his lungs can't do it.
So, by the way, I'm just curious, but he'll be able to go back. Does he know what he's going to do when he goes back to work?
Yes, he's talked to them, and they're definitely going to not, he's not going to lose his job
at all. What does he do, if I might ask?
He does shipping and receiving.
Excellent.
So, he's on his feet as much as humanly possible. Well, I mean, he's trying so hard.
And as hard as that is, it's the best thing for him. He's got to move. And it's another discussion. But look.
Right.
All right. So after we hear this story, I'm going through your letter, and I realize that what has happened to you guys is, you know, about the time you're getting it clear and getting ready to go again, you've been subsisting on some disability because of your MS and part-time work that you take. And just about the time he's ready to go back, is this hits you guys again, knocks you back down a little financially, and so you're behind on, you said you made your mortgage this month, and how much was that mortgage?
$1,300.
Yeah, that's a big one. But that left you behind on your electric. How much is that?
The electric bill is
$403?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You owe a little on your water?
Yes, not very much. It's like $50.
Gas, are you behind? Yes, you are. I can see it. $286. And trash, $400. Well, I mean, that would be the last thing I would pay. That's for sure.
Right.
That so we're talking about 400, 400, 800 plus two. That's 1,086 plus 50. So we're right in that 1,100 11:50, whatever, right, mm-hmm. right there. That's. And I'm going to ask you, did you? I know you have an 18-year-old daughter, and she's an adult, mm-hmm. or would seem to be an adult.
Right.
But you got a little dude there. He's 13.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
His Christmas last year was pretty hard. So was hers.
It was very hard.
All right.
It was hard.
What is he like? Is there anything he likes? I assume that there's no money for him for Christmas.
I'm trying to see if there's any way I could get at least one thing for each of the kids and one thing for my husband. But I don't know if I'll be able to.
Well,
my husband, he likes to cook.
Okay.
But he's obviously not cooking right now.
So when you say he likes to cook, you what do you want? What do you think he'd like? Like cooking ware or food? I mean, what do you?
He looks like, and he's mentioned this before, that he needs some new pots and pans. And then I can't think of anything else.
Okay. And what is your son like?
Video games.
Okay.
He loves video games.
All right. And do you happen to know what kind of a system he has?
He has a PlayStation 4.
Okay. All right. And your daughter. I know she's 18 and she's an adult, mm-hmm. but she's still your kid.
She definitely is.
What is she like?
She really likes to go out with her friends, and it's really hard to say that it's okay if you go out with your friends when your dad wants you to be home and to see him.
Yeah.
She wants to go out.
No,
and things like that.
You love your father and you want him to be better, but you still are 18 years old and your whole life is in front of you and you're nothing but energy.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand.
Yes.
All right, you hold on. Hold on a second. All right. Let's break this down. So we're only at like 11:50 for the bills.
Right.
We have that. And if we gave the... I mean, definitely we're going to hook the little boy up and the little girl. So if we went... let's do another... What do you think? Like another $1,000 between the three?
Yeah, because if you get him some stuff...
Let's call that $2,100.
Okay.
We'll call that $2,100, and I'll be honest, guys. I feel like if we doubled up on this mortgage and paid January's,
I think that would be a huge help.
That breather, so to build a little bit, just a little bit of something up, on some kind of a nest egg. So your bills are straight. Your mortgage is paid for this month, but in 31 days from today.
Yeah, and they're on such limited income that they get at all.
Right. So let's just see what we got.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's see what we got here. Let's fire this thing up, man. Sorry, Mike. Mike, welcome to the show. What can I do for you?
Hi, I'd like to donate $100. I grew up with a dad with MS, and I remember how tough that was.
Perfect. That's wonderful, man. What do you do for a living?
I'm a IT network engineer.
Right. Well, listen, can you drop that off? What you want to do is find any U.S. bank in a local metro and just tell them Hope for the Holidays, and they'll put it in that account.
I definitely will. Thank you.
You're a good man, and I appreciate you, man. Hey, Shane. Welcome.
Hey, Johnny. I got the gas bill. Put $300 in for me.
$300?
Yes, sir.
You're going to take care of that gas. You're a great man. What makes you call?
Hey, you call for help. You help a lot of good people. His family needs help. That's just enough said.
Indeed. Indeed, man. So... overall, the number we're looking for, though, let me make sure I got this. If we put that 13 on top of that 2, we're looking at, we need
3,400.
$3,400. All right. All right, let's get busy, guys. Gotta make this happen, man. Candy, you're on the air.
How are you, Johnny?
Hey, I just saw an explanation next to your name on the phone bank.
We were I'd like to donate $1,000 to this family, please. We were a family you guys helped last year. We were the firefighter that had brain cancer, and you guys gave us probably the best Christmas he will ever have had.
I'm so sorry that we lost it.
Yeah, he passed away in May, but, you know, the last month, you know, you guys helped us so much, gave him so much hope, and I appreciate everything that Kansas City you guys did for us, so I just wanted to give back.
Well, I remember you. I remember him.
And I just hope this gives the family a good Christmas, because not in the same situation, but similar. We had a daughter that, you know, is fighting the whole thing of having to stay home because her dad was sick and about the same age. So this just hit home for me this morning. So,
do you have $1,000, Candy?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, Chad made sure we were taken care of. So,
well, I cannot say thank you enough.
I just wanted to say thank you back. You guys are great, and it, you know, gives so much hope for those that are fighting and don't want to ask for help. But, yeah, you guys do so much for the community, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Stay right there. Give me a second. I see it's Kevin. Kevin's our buddy from Muddy River. They sell guns, and they do these custom holsters, right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good morning, Johnny. How are you, buddy?
So I'll let you explain, because I don't think I shared with Nick or the rest of the guys. You'd been up at Worth Harley-Davidson during bike nights, and you guys had raffled off some really nice guns and some nice holsters and stuff, and all the money you guys held back was for Hope for the Holidays.
Yes, sir. So Chris Garing and them up at Worth were nice enough to let us set up. So when we went to set up, we wanted to give back to something good for it and not be about us. So we've raised a bunch of money this year, thanks to the guys at Worth letting us set up and all the people that come to bike night. So we're going to throw $1,500 and make this one the first one of the year.
Perfect. Beautiful. Wonderful, my friend. Like fantastic. Dude, I can't thank you enough, man. And you guys did this all summer long. And it really is. Absolutely. It's meaningful, and thank you.
Absolutely. We just hope they helps them get through this time, and can't imagine being in that situation. So from me and all the guys at the shop, we just want to give whatever we can.
Right on. Thank you. All the guys at Muddy River. Hold on a second. And U.S. Bank is where you want to take that. Anyone in the Metro, all right? Just tell them Hope for the holidays.
I got you covered. We'll get it there today.
Where are we at right now? Because I just got a text from my friend Brandon as well.
We're at 2,900. And again, we were aiming for 3,400.
It's perfect. I just got a text from the guys at MC Electrical Contracting, and they wanted to do another $500. So that puts us there, right?
Is my
math right? If it was 2,900 to
3,400.
Yeah. All right. Good. I know every phone line is lit. Would you explain to them? Yes, we're going to keep going. All right. So let me get with her, though. AJ? Hey.
Yes. Yes. Hello?
Hi. You heard all that?
I did. Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do this. You bring us your electric bill, your water bill, your gas bill, your trash bill. We will pay them. We'll pay them directly. If you can also bring information on your mortgage, we're going to pay an extra month, your January, to make sure that you get a little breather, just so you don't have to sweat that. All right? I'm going to make sure that you have $1,000 in gift cards for your kids and your husband, okay?
Oh, okay.
And our friends at Constantino's would like to give you another $500 in gift cards for the Constantino, Apple Fresh, Sun Fresh, all the Apple markets, the Constantino grocery stores. So make sure you have healthy and good and fresh food.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Listen, the most important part of this is, you know, will this get you to a place where you can breathe a little bit and just and be okay?
Should. It should, yes. Yes.
Keep us posted how everything goes with your husband. Tell him we're all are thinking of him, and you. You've been going a long time. You've been going hard, and you've been doing it with MS, so take a breather. Take a minute. It's going to be okay.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't know. Thank you.
All right, stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.